Nearly 2 years of relentless conflict in Sudan have inflicted immense suffering and turned parts of the country into a hellscape. Some of the humanitarian dimensions of this crisis bear repeating. More than 12 million people displaced, including 3.4 million people who have fled across Sudan's borders. More than half of the country, 24.6 million people, experiencing acute hunger. A collapse of health services. Millions of traumatized children cut off from formal education. Relentless patterns of sexual violence. In several parts of the country, the already catastrophic situation of civilians has also actually worsened since our last briefing to this council less than 1 month ago. Mr. President, last week, Under Secretary General Fletcher and the High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, launched the 2025 response plans for Sudan and the region. Together, these plans require $6 billion. This is a staggering amount of money, larger than any United Nations coordinated appeal in the history of Sudan. But as USG Fletcher said last week, this is a humanitarian crisis that is unprecedented in its scale and its gravity. And it is a crisis that is increasingly crossing Sudan's borders. The international community, in particular members of the Council, must spare no effort to mitigate this. Mr. President, let me conclude with three asks. First, protection of civilians. We call on the Security Council and all member states with influence to take immediate action to ensure all actors comply with international humanitarian law and protect civilians and the infrastructure and services they so much rely on. Second, and equally important under international humanitarian law, access. We need real implementation of the repeated commitments to facilitate and enable unhindered, unfettered humanitarian access to civilians in need. Third, funding. As we have said, the scale of Sudan's needs is unprecedented and requires an equally unprecedented mobilization of international support, including flexible funding. The people of Sudan deserve better from their leaders and from the international community. We must also do much more to support the communities that have opened their doors to the millions of people who have had to flee, both within Sudan and neighboring countries.